For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa, filling in for Bob Levicky. Virginia defends the Affordable Care Act while Washington refuses. The state's women veterans gather to discuss their issues. And Mark Warner's opioid bills advance in the Senate. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, June 14th.
Support for the WMRA Daily is provided by the shops at Stonefield at Route 29 and Hydraulic Road in Charlottesville, featuring a collection of shopping, dining, and entertainment experiences with ample parking. Learn more at shopsatstonefield.com.
Virginia will join a federal lawsuit to defend portions of the Affordable Care Act. Attorney General Mark Herring and 20 other state attorneys general support a key provision of the health care law, protecting people with pre-existing conditions. Herring says a lot is at stake in the lawsuit.
130 million Americans who have to deal with pre-existing conditions will be right back to the pre-ACA days, where they're either not going to be able to get insurance or they're going to have to pay a lot more for it.
The state leaders opted to act now because the Department of Justice recently announced it was reversing course. The DOJ opted not to defend the provision from a legal attack by lawmakers in Texas. More than 600 people are expected to attend the 5th Annual Virginia Women Veterans Summit today and tomorrow in Alexandria. Former First Ladies of Virginia Dorothy McAuliffe and Ann Holton and members of Virginia's congressional delegation will attend the summit, hosted by the State Department of Veterans Services. Along with nationally known speakers, they will discuss a variety of subjects, including active duty service women transitioning to civilian life. More than 100,000 female veterans live in the Commonwealth, one of the largest populations in the country. Republicans are divided about the Senate candidate at the top of their ticket in Virginia this year. Michael Pope has the story.
Former Republican Lieutenant Governor Bill Bowling says the nomination of Corey Stewart to be the party's candidate to run against Tim Kaine is disappointing, adding that this is not the Republican Party he once knew. Democratic strategist Ben Tribbett says Corey Stewart's long history in Virginia politics is about to become part of the campaign.
It's a very long history of comments that are extremely racially insensitive. I think that he is going to very much struggle when the general electorate finds out more about him to even get 40% of the vote.
Republican strategist Dan Scantling says Democrats should take Stewart seriously.
You can't just dismiss him. He has been elected. He's definitely playing to the strength of where the Republican Party is. But it's one thing to win a primary. It's another thing to win a statewide general election.
For many years, the conservative wing of the party has been unhappy with the moderate tone of their statewide candidates. Now they have perhaps the most conservative choice possible, and someone closely aligned with President Trump. I'm Michael Pope.
The Senate Finance Committee just passed four bills written by Virginia's Mark Warner to combat America's opioid crisis. From partner station WCVE, here's Charles Fishburne.
Warner's bills would help to expand telehealth care with live video interactions to make it easier for healthcare providers to treat patients no matter where they live and to deal with a crisis that is getting worse.
Opioid overdoses are now the leading cause of accidental death in Virginia, surpassing car accidents and gun violence.
He says UVA's Center for Telehealth, established in 1994, has become a national model, serving more than 51,000 patients, but that outdated federal laws restrict Medicare coverage. His legislation would correct that and expand Medicaid coverage as well. Now part of the HEAL Act, his bills pass the Senate Finance Committee 27-0 and now go to the Senate floor. Charles Fishburne, WMRA News.
And finally today, the annual baseball game between congressional Republicans and Democrats tonight carries special significance. It comes on the first anniversary of the ball field shooting that almost killed House Majority Whip Steve Scalise. Republicans have largely maintained their support for gun rights despite other mass shootings since the attack last year on their practice in Alexandria. Scalise himself says he appreciates the Second Amendment even more since the shooting, because of the armed Capitol Police at the ball field that day, who were credited with saving many lives. Scalise is expected to start at second base in tonight's game at Nationals Park. For WMRA News, I'm Christopher Correa. Thanks for listening, and enjoy your Thursday.